Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 6. And today I'm talking about price points. And why is a wedding so much more money than a party? 4 digits versus 3 in most cases. People are like, whoa, why is it so much more? You're doing the same. No, we're not. No, stop it. We're not doing the same thing. A wedding and a party are not the same thing. The planning process is not the same. The day of is not the same. The preparation is not the same. There's a bunch of things that start with the letter P. But I'm telling you, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said to me, why is a wedding, DJ, so much more than a party, DJ? I would literally have a mansion in the middle of New Hope. I'd have a pool, a butler, and honest to God, I'd have like 20 cars. I wouldn't drive them because I'm not a car guy, but I have them just for the hell of it. A wedding DJ, the equipment, the money you spend on record pools, the time educating yourself on how to do certain things, and the cost profit loss ratio when it comes to marketing to actually get the leads that are coming in. Dude, you have to understand the difference. Any schmo with DJ equipment can do a party. You can put on auto mix and push play, a backyard event, something in a VFW. Simple, easy, done. But only about 10% of the DJs across America are capable of handling a wedding. Repeat back that number. 10% of the people that call themselves DJs across America are capable of doing a wedding. Why? Well, if you ever watch wrestling, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Hulk Hogan, the great ones, John Cena, you have to be able to present yourself as a performer and somebody that's able to speak on a microphone. That eliminates 50% of the people right there who call themselves DJs across the nation because they can't speak on a microphone or they can't do both. So a good wedding DJ is able to not only mix, but speak on a microphone, troubleshoot audio, maintain their gear, prep and plan with a couple, execute, be professional, dress the part, all the other details that are pressed in with that day of performance. That is why only 10% of DJs across the nation can actually handle a full blown out one and done wedding. For 30 years I've been in this industry, I have seen every single crowd in the world you could possibly throw at me, from small to large, from black to white, from foreign to domestic, you name it, I have seen it, from the East Coast to the West Coast, North and South. I could sit on this podcast for hours explaining this to you, why price points for a wedding are so much more than price points for a party. You want the best of the best. You want that day to be perfect. You want that day to be one that you will never forget. I want you to remember something. For everything in life, you get what you pay for. If you're spending 4 digits on me to come out and do your event, you're going to get every single piece of me that I could possibly deliver. A wedding and a party are two different things. If you ever hear somebody say, why is a DJ for a wedding more money than a party? Play on this podcast. Hey, I got a couple new subscribers. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Rust.